Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. I've always been interested in acts of courage. During River Action Centennial Bridge Lighting Campaign in 1988, I was moved by such an act. Morning was my usual time for crossing the bridge to make a deposit in the lighting account, and one such time, with the campaign goal within reach and the plans for the lighting just as tangible, I did not make it back without confusion cutting into my high notions. At the toll booths, I always emptied the donation boxes. As I neared the booths, I pulled out into a lane to watch a construction worker get ready to ascend an arch and install a lamp 200 feet above the river. He was neatly dressed in a black electrical worker's t-shirt. His union membership had dealt him a card he may not have wanted this particular morning. He was a donated union worker to the project. He squinted at the height of the arch before eyeing me. I don't know if there was recognition or not, but there was understanding. Intense July heat radiated above the steel. I saw the surface in his gloveless hands. The number of cars, drivers, and pedestrians contrasted with his lonely ascent of the arch. If we had talked, he might have asked me what I was doing. He would probably say, "I'm from the electrical union." He obviously had pride in that and the courage to do the job. Traffic was moving again, and I had to as well. Tears kept me from looking in my mirror to see his progress. I had ascended my own interior arch on which I could see the project's real cost, and it wasn't taken care of by fundraising.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.